Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, June 16th, 2014. And in today's podcast, we continue our discussion of the ongoing struggle, the crisis in Iraq, with ISIL, or ISIS if you prefer, driving toward Baghdad. The U.S. has evacuated part of its staff from its $1 billion embassy compound in Baghdad. Losing that embassy would be a difficult pill to swallow for the United States because of its billion-dollar cost, but also because of the intelligence equipment worth tens of millions of dollars and the technology behind it and all that intelligence itself that exists there. Finally, the embassy has symbolic value. It is a U.S. outpost in the Middle East. Its loss would at least be a serious symbolic defeat, kind of a, hey, don't let the door hit you on the way out type of thing. Politics, they say, makes strange bedfellows, as I guess does war. The old nemesis of the United States that we have been fighting since the 50s in one way or another. Iran happens to be a close ally of the Iraqi president, Mr. Maliki. Iran does not want a strong enemy on its western flank. Certainly not a Sunni enemy, and a barbaric one like these people seem to be at that. So it is very interested in installing the ISIS advance. How interesting that Iran would be intervening in this struggle on the American side, or at least where the American interests lie. Iran is believed to have a couple of battalions of troops in Iraq, along with General Soleimani, concentrated on the defense of Baghdad. Iran says it is open to working with and coordinating with the Americans as they supply weapons and equipment to the Iraqis. The rise of al-Qaeda-style Sunni Muslim militaristic state across the Middle East is a common threat to both Iran and the United States. These are forces unleashed on the region by decades of war that has destroyed Iraq and its infrastructure and is in the process of doing the same thing to Syria. The U.S. has armed these ISIS fighters for 2.5 years now in Syria, and what they didn't get freely, they took with the capture of Mosul. Pictures of ISIS columns of troops as they advance toward Baghdad show hundreds of U.S. vehicles, a long line of vehicles filled with American equipment. So on one side, we have an invading force of Sunni militants backed by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who seem to want the Sunni version of Islam to spread across the Middle East. On the other side stands Iran and the U.S., although the U.S. has at one time or another supplied both sides. It all seems like a giant puzzle, doesn't it? A very large, complex puzzle. And the pieces don't seem to fit. Maybe some of the pieces are missing. We watch and we try to see patterns, but sometimes it doesn't make any sense. Could this all be part of a divide-and-conquer strategy that was outlined in the book, The Grand Chessboard, a strategy that the U.S. has followed for decades across the Middle East, through Iraq, Libya, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, as well as Pakistan and Afghanistan, now possibly Saudi Arabia and Qatar? Divide and conquer through constant warfare and chaos, one failed state after another. The U.S.-trained Iraqi army throwing down its weapons and running from a much smaller ISIS force was not a pretty sight to watch. Two Iraqi divisions were broken and quickly collapsed in front of the oncoming ISIS troops. We can now clearly see the future of Afghanistan when the U.S. leaves there by the end of this year. In the meantime, the U.S. prepares forces for airstrikes in Iraq by moving the George H.W. Bush carrier battle group into the Persian Gulf. Chaos, disorder, and war right on schedule. But why? Why all this chaos? Why all this disorder? Why arm both sides? Why have these constant failed states across the Middle East? Because it is necessary destruction in order to rebuild a worldwide totalitarian system. At least That's the way it seems to me, folks. Till next time, this is Darryl Castle. Thanks for listening.